You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're feeling safe and healthy wherever you may be. Just a quick disclaimer, Caleb and I recorded this remotely, and we're still figuring out the sound quality, so bear with us as we figure that out, but we just wanted to talk to you and give you a little update. So thanks for listening, and take care.
We'll take a glass together. And we will lift it to the good life.
And as we're lifting it, we will most sincerely say,
we'll take a glass together.
This is Equity One, Broadway's happy hour.
Pour yourself a drink and join us as we chat about life, theater, and everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey. Join us for your Equity One.
Okay,
hi, Caleb.
Hi, Elliot. Good to see you.
Clink.
Caleb, you're like, ding, across the interwebs.
We are separate now, but together in spirit.
Separate but equal, even though there it is.
Yes, we are like figuring out how to make this happen. I'm sure our guests can hear a difference.
Yeah.
Right now. Because we are recording this via FaceTime remotely.
We've done this before. When I was in St. Louis and you were in New York, we've done it before.
Have we?
We've done long distance before, yeah.
I didn't remember.
I think we did the Tony Awards. We did a little intro, and we had all our guests speak.
Oh, right. I guess we did. For some reason, I thought you were here.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi. Good to see you.
Great to see you. Yeah. Seeing healthy. I'm in an undisclosed location in Connecticut. We aren't, just in case if the world goes sour even more.
Yeah, so undisclosed.
But I'm safe. We are social distancing.
Yes.
Cole and some friends of ours. And we are in a beautiful little lake house. And we're just taking it one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
I am also practicing social distancing. Now, today, the most strictly that I have since finding out that I wasn't employed anymore.
Yeah.
Today I got a rental car. I'm going to be driving to Kentucky to kind of quarantine, I guess.
Yeah.
Social distance.
Yeah.
And Michael's going to do the same in Connecticut. Undisclosed, of course.
Yeah. I mean, at this time, it's like nothing is happening. I just read that they've closed steps classes. So you can't go to dance class. It's not smart to be going out to, like, restaurants and birthday parties and things like that. So,
no.
You know, everyone's like, you know, I love a weekend just staying in and, like, binging TV. So, like, the world had... You asked the universe, and the universe said, here, honey.
Here, hon. You're tired. You wanted a day off. Well, Mama, here's a month off.
Yeah. So tell us about that. Like leading up to I would say like Thursday is like the prerequisite. Thursday when Broadway closed, that's when I was like, okay, if Broadway is closing, we need to start thinking about what life might be like after this. What was your thoughts leading up to that day?
Well, honestly, not too many thoughts. And until you called me and you were like, what are you doing if this closes? I was like, well, I guess not going to work. And you were like, yeah, but like, where do you do? Like, where are you going? Like, you staying in? Do you have food? Like, and I was like,
oh no, you're saying it was me calling you and saying that got you thinking.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
We got the news on Thursday that we were shutting up shop, and so I, you know, came home and kind of relaxed and tried to relax on Friday as well, but Friday was also a day of, like, I don't know, it seems more and more severe every day, so Friday I was like, you know, I'm gonna get a haircut, I'm gonna, you know, dance a little bit at Ripley Greer, and then I'm going to come home and watch Drag Race.
Yeah.
And so it just keeps getting, but it seems to, the more we go along, like I went to the gym very shortly on Saturday, didn't finish my workout because I was feeling uneasy, just like not.
You weren't in the mind space, yeah.
And I wasn't feeling super responsible. I was just like, it's two train rides to my gym, or a train ride to, a train ride from, and then the actual time at the gym. I was just kind of like, I feel like this is not me doing my part.
Yeah. It's hard because we aren't in the age categories that are being discussed, in most detrimental to our health. So it's hard because a lot of young people are like, well, I'm not 60 and I'm not a baby, so let's go out and drink and like let's have fun. But I think that's the hard part now of that we're seeing in other countries of like not closing down shop, even though it's hard. Like, that's going to save us in the long run from keeping this prolonged.
Agreed. And I think that like there's a lot of great resources right now for like information, and if people want to like educate themselves on like why we're doing what we're doing and how it actually helps and how it really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of great resources. We've all seen the kind of like flatten the curve diagram, but the Washington Post also did a really interesting article with simulations that was really really enlightening for me to watch and made me feel better about what we're doing and the steps we're taking. And it's all like minor inconveniences now that make everyone safer
in the long run. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that as of now, Broadway's closed for 30 days, which that brings us to April 12th for the people who aren't in the know on, that sort of news section.
Uh-huh.
What's your, some of your goals, or what are you going to pick up for the next 30 days?
Well, I'm going to, I've always wanted to do a concert, and so I'm going to start working on that, like doing little things, like working on putting some of the music together, doing that remotely, and I'm also going to rest.
Rice. Yeah. Rest, ice, compress, elevate. Your whole life, honey.
My whole life. I'm going to elevate, I'm going to ice my life.
Yeah.
Our lives are on ice right now.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Yeah. And we're definitely compressing. There's no visual right now. I mean, maybe what I'll do is I'll take a screenshot of what's happening right now.
Please.
And I'll post it on the Instagram at some point.
Okay, yeah.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Okay. But you are like under a blanket.
Yes. Podcast dad Alan was like, you know, get in a soundproof room, which I'm like, I don't have in my undisclosed location in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, or get in a closet. And I said, honey, I will never go back in the closet.
God is my witness.
Exactly. So I am under this blanket trying to compress sound out. I don't know if compress is the right word. It's like keeping sound out. We'll see.
This looks like this really makes it look like things are dire. This looks like a still from either like the next Quiet Place movie, or a very modern Chris Crocker moment. Like this is very Leave Britney Alone.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel very comforted and safe. It also kind of reminded me of The Sixth Sense, like throwback to our childhood. Like, didn't that little boy have a little TP tent?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but maybe now's the perfect time to watch it.
And no, I think now is the time to have stock in Netflix and Hulu.
Oh,
and
gosh. Everyone
got that the free year of Disney Plus. Like, now is the time to use that.
I know. We're gonna start watching something on Disney Plus tonight, I think.
Ooh,
Encore.
Encore. Oh, see, I haven't watched that, and we have so many friends on it and podcasts guests that are on it.
We
should talk to Peggy Hickey. I would love to get Peggy Hickey on here.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll have her in our Corona moment.
Yeah. Having guests on the Corona moment. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. We're not sure what the podcast is going to be over the next month, 2 months. So just bear with us and we're going to figure it out. Hopefully this might be a great opportunity for us to sit down with people who we haven't been able to before because we're all more available.
Yeah. Scheduling was actually our hardest thing on podcast the podcast scheduling to do. Like, it was like finding time that Ellie and I could get together, and then let alone finding a time for a guest. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So. It could be a very exciting time for the podcast.
We could have our best guests. I mean, we've had amazing guests on. Guests are not comparable.
Yeah.
But we could have some amazing episodes coming out soon.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And we ain't got shit to do.
No. Literally.
So wait, okay, so you asked me what I wanted to do. What do you want to do?
Well, literally everything in my life has been canceled or postponed. Like, I have zero responsibilities, as you do as well. But I'm like, wow, like, let's really be our best. So when we do come back, we are ready to tackle the world. Totally. I'm trying to do some yoga and stretching every day. I did a 60-minute yoga stretch class via YouTube.
Nice.
Like, it's there. I'm looking into some other apps that, like, do the teaching at home. I've also picked up Duolingo, and I'm trying to learn German while we're at home, so that's exciting. And
I'm excited for you to learn German, because then I can say "Wir haben ein bad connection" when the connection is bad on FaceTime, which is from passing strange. That's in there.
So. Yeah, and I can know and reply back. So we'll see, like, at the end of these 30 days.
God, you're going to be just speaking German. You're going to come back and not speak English anymore.
I know. I can sing that Lady Gaga song, Ich liebe heiß zu be klar, ist gut all the monster, aus zu be all the fogger and forlorn, ich zu be klar. I don't even know if I said that correctly, but, like, it sounds like German, right? And that's Lady
Gaga.
Sounds
right to me.
Yeah, honey.
Sounds right to me. When I was, in college, I had to do a 30-minute all classical voice recital.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb knows.
I was there, yeah.
And he was there. And but we had to sing in like at least three languages, and two of them couldn't be English. But I sang in like four languages.
Yeah, you
did. So we did. But the hardest for me was French, my French set of songs to memorize. But what I would do in the practice rooms is I would just, like, run through them. And if I forgot the words, I would just, like, I would just be like, nope, it's a run. You got to just keep going. So I'd be like, la flinde le fleu. Like, just, like, singing fake, completely not real words, but just trying to make it through.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Faray, but I did it right.
Yeah.
In the actual, when it counted.
I think you can take that into any life moment. Like, keep going. That's what I've actually keep going. You got to keep going, you know?
Yeah. That's what you should take into consideration now. Keep going home.
Yes, home.
Just stay home.
Don't go out. If someone says, are you coming to my birthday party? Be like, no, bitch. You should be canceling it.
Be like, you are canceled.
Yeah. Because guess what?
You know,
it is sickening out there, honey.
Yes. No, it's in all seriousness, it's just the time to think of the greater good, and while we're young and healthy.
Yes.
Not everyone is as lucky, so everyone just look out for each other right now.
Yeah. I think if please write into us and let us know some topics you want us to cover, because we have time to research, we have time to get an educated opinion and bring it, and I would love to hear good discussions during this corona moment.
Yeah, I think it's also a perfect time to share the podcast with a friend. If you like the podcast, if you're a regular listener, take the time and send your favorite episode to a friend of yours. And this is a great time, you know, we're all busy, but now you ain't busy. So leave
us
a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you haven't.
It takes no time at all.
It takes no time at all. And when you do share us with a friend or share us on Instagram or leave us a 5-star review, screenshot it, tag us in your story, and we'll share everything.
Everything. We'll share everything that, is appropriate to share, you know, like we won't share nudes.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We're cool.
No, we don't do that.
And with that, Elliot, where can people follow you on Instagram, on social media?
Well, let's tell them. Oh my gosh, let's tell them where to find the podcast first.
Yeah, sure.
So you can find the podcast at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Equity1_ on Twitter.
The Twitter. Elliot, where can we find you?
No, after Caleb, finding, that's where you say email us.
Well, see, I thought I already said an email. Like, the corona is, like, this hysteria is getting to
but
my head.
But what's the email?
The email is equity1podcast@gmail.com.
Okay, great. So, yeah, email us on guess who you would want to see during this time. Share us with a friend. Show us on Instagram, and we'll share everything.
Everything.
Yeah, just have a listen. Give us a shout-out. You can find me at Elliot Maddox on everything. Caleb?
Caleb Dickey on everything.
Great.
Until next time,
stay safe and cheers.
Wash your hands.
Wash them. 20 seconds.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I can hate ya, I keep away. But that ain't my nature, I'm full of vitamin A, say.
I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.